I'm still thinking Taylor Swift is a really good choice. I'm like, is are there
I feel
any
like there
wrestlers?
Are signs that say Taylor Swift for president.
Okay.
People have thought about this. I'm not the first one.
I have not thought about it. You've brought that to my mind.
I know the problem is that nobody, it's like nobody's excited about Biden, so no one's going to be like, get behind him.
We're just, yeah. Yeah, okay. It's a few days after our last day, but Sarah goes back home today, so it really is our last day. Anyway, this is Rachel and
Sarah, and we have completed our travel from Atlanta to the Atlantic, and now we are back in Atlanta.
In Atlanta to the Atlantic, we traveled on kayaks from Atlanta
to the Atlantic.
On water.
And we paddled for 34 out of 38 days. But the project then, because of time on Sapelo, took 40 days.
42 days.
Now that we're back in Atlanta. There's lots of different numbers, ways to measure, etc.
It's 42 days since we left Brownsville Golf Course.
Yeah, it is exactly 6 weeks since we left Brownsville Golf Course.
It is.
So now we got into our 42 days. So anyway, here we are.
And we didn't do the dispatch in Sapelo on the final day that we were there. So we joyfully get to do a roundup of the past few days.
Yeah. So the last day
was when we had the organized events.
Tour. Yeah. So we started with a tour, Yvonne giving us a tour of the island. She took us around. Some of the stuff we had seen when we had visited with Adam. But it was great to hear it with her perspective.
So Yvonne Grosvenor has lived on the island for 44 years. She is not a descendant of the Geechee people, but her husband is and has been. And she grew up a couple, like, and she went to school with her her husband, and she's been coming to Sapelo since she was a kid as well, and she worked for the DNR in education, doing tours, as well as is a sort of culture bearer with the kind of basket weaving that's from what they do, or from their that's been passed down.
Yeah, and she took us, what we hadn't done with before was visit the north side of the island. So that was really wonderful to see more of those spaces and just kind of get a bigger picture of the whole, of all of Sapelo.
So she had a van and we all piled in the van. There was a bit of faffing around with trying to get everybody together. But once we got all together, she just drove us around and took us to different different sites and told us different, kind of stories of what was going on the island, both, politically at the moment, with all of the different pressures on zoning changes and the economic pressures coming from the county, as well as some kinds of different historical facts and about the different sites that we...
Yeah.
She took us to see.
Yeah. I think the thing that, like, was striking was that there's, like, this new community, or there's a building that has been in the community and that several of the descendants had tried to lease and tried to put in proposals to get a hold of this building and or to do something with this building. It was supposed to be for community use, and now one of the white people who has come into the island and has a lot of money and has actually gotten permission to open a bar and grill, which is, it just is really upsetting the way that some of that gentrification is occurring. And we heard this story from Yvonne and then more from Maurice later, and it just is like, it's heartbreaking because it's just not the way that things should be, and the people in who are responsible in McIntosh County are, just voting to let the economics drive everything, in this regard and not care for the people who have been there. A reoccurring theme in so many spaces, but yeah, it was such a specific example that it was really hard to, it's just hard and sad, and hopefully, and it seems like there's not a lot that we can do to help, but listening feels important.
So there's a economy on Sapelo of tourism, of kind of both cultural and natural tourism. And so we were a group of people learning about the culture and the natural, it's cultural history and natural history and contemporary issues. There are also a group of Rhodes Scholars there. There are also a group of teachers there. They're also, so it's an interesting dynamic because there's like there is a heavy representation of people coming to tour the people and place and
there's only like 28 descendants.
There's only 28 like descendants there. Yeah,
he said
who live on the island full time.
And he said he was the youngest, so.
And he's at what, like 50 or something like that? Yeah.
In his 50s, probably. So, how that culture remains. He said he didn't, a plaque wasn't enough, And what is culture was like a question that he talked about. Later we had our tour with Yvonne and then we had lunch and then we took our boat. Then I cleaned out my boat. Uh-huh. And we waited to clean out your boat until Macon. But we took our boats down, met Paul and Kim. We put the boats on their boat to transport it back because it's tricky to, you can't transport kayaks on a ferry. So Paul and Kim were lovely enough to come get our boats, and then they
came with us to the trough, which is Maurice's bar.
Yeah, which is awesome.
It's
great bar. Great bar.
And then he talked to us about basically his struggles with the government of McIntosh County and trying to maintain some kind of cultural presence. Against a lot of capitalist pressure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And racist pressure.
Yeah.
And then we stayed there for an hour and a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went back to the house and
bought his mom's book.
Mm-hmm.
Which I know you had given.
I'd already had. I bought as well. And
you did.
I gave to my dad.
Oh, yeah.
As well as another copy.
Yeah.
So she's had there's been a number of purchases.
Yes. It's good.
It's good, yeah.
And we got visors. Which Rachel had been great wearing a visor, so.
On the water, yeah. Because my bun couldn't sit on top of my head underneath my hat.
Yeah. So now we all have visors. It's a hog's hammock.
Hog hammock.
Yeah. And then we had dinner, another lovely dinner. And then we went to see sea turtles.
Yeah.
We went to the beach. Joyce was doing a 9 p.m. walk on the beach with a couple other young students. And we decided to crash it, but we got there a little late.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys took off south.
Well, Joyce had said she was going to walk south, and then also there was this amazing... So we got off the truck and walked down the ramp and walked south, and then that was... And there was also this amazing, like, heat lightning storm in the distance. So it was far in the distance, and the sky was just littered with stars. It was amazing. But Anne and myself and the two boys and James and Margaret all walked down towards in the direction that Joyce said she was going to be in, but also just, to, you know, and toward, but we were late, so I didn't